local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Welcome into a Tuesday edition of the program. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. We are informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon and evening each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. Do not at all take it for granted. If you'd like to be a part of the show, you can text us 850-437-1620. And if you have a traffic tip, you can either text it there or give us a call at 2626-111. We do have a busy Tuesday, and we start it with our top three stories, as we always do. Number one, President Biden says he's made a decision on how to respond to the drone attack in Jordan that killed three U.S. troops. That's what he told reporters today while leaving the White House. The president adds he's holding Iran responsible for supporting the militant group who carried out the attack. This despite Iran saying that they have no responsibility for that attack. At least four people dead after a boat carrying tourists sank off the coast of Cancun. The boat carrying over 16 guests and three crew members sank after getting caught in a strong seawell, according to ABC. Another seven people are still missing. Eight have been rescued thus far. And France is on its way to constitutionalizing abortion rights. The French National Assembly passed a bill that would move the nation a step closer to doing so. The country made the issue a priority after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. If France pushes the bill into becoming law, it would be the first country in the world to have abortion rights in its constitution. Those are today's top three stories. Our top story here locally, we start in Mobile, actually, where a 16-year-old female student is now in custody after shooting two other students during a fight just after noon at LaFleur High School.
We'll continue to investigate it, but both of the victims that were shot were juveniles, and the shooter is also a juvenile.
It's Mobile Police Chief Paul Prine. Investigators say the suspect engaged in a verbal altercation with a 15-year-old male and then pulled a gun. The 15-year-old suffered a superficial wound. However, the bullet also struck a 17-year-old male student, and he was taken to a hospital with a non-life-threatening injury. Classes were dismissed for the day following that incident. In Santa Rosa County, the sheriff's office today confirming that bodily remains found earlier this month have been identified as 25-year-old Cameron Bellinger. The remains were found off Popcorn Road in Baghdad on January 11th. Bellinger went missing this past July after traveling to Milton to visit friends the month before. The sheriff's office says the investigation is very much ongoing. Staying in Santa Rosa County, where earlier today the body of a kayaker who went missing in Escambia Bay was found. 41-year-old Jeremy Point's body was found on the shoreline of the Gulf Islands National Seashore this morning. He disappeared while kayaking on January 18th. A day later, his kayak was found underneath the Escambia Bay Bridge, and a few days later, the search was called off. Sheriff's office said at that point that the conditions would have been unsurvivable. Also here locally, Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves says the city is getting closer to closing on the Pensacola Motor Lodge.
We had a meeting internally last week, PPD, Public Works, Finance Department, everything, just to kind of button up everything on our side that once we would take possession of the property that we've obviously we've got to fence it, some other things like that, put some security in place while the letter of intent gets up and going. So,
and Reeves says the expected closing date for the sale is February 17th. It's taken a bit longer than expected, and once the property is acquired, the city is planning to use it to create affordable housing. Also, a stat that probably won't be on any welcome signs in the near future. The city of Pensacola ranks among the top 100 cities in the U.S. with the highest STD rates. According to the P&J, Pensacola ranks 63rd on the list compiled by innerbody.com. That's based on CDC data. Back in 2020, Pensacola ranked 61st on the same list. For 2023, the report shows that Pensacola had 788 STD cases per 100,000 residents. Just shy of 4:15 right now, we will take a break there, get our state headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. It's the coldest time of the year. Visit ECUA's website now for info on protecting your home's plumbing from the effects of freezing temperatures. Looking at traffic here, we'll start with Pine Forest Road. That one often gives us trouble. Today is no exception. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, you're basically going to be backed up to the exit if you have just gotten off of I-10 West. Speaking of which, if you are traveling southbound on Pine Forest trying to get onto I-10 West, we've got some minor issues there as well. Also, North Davis Highway is giving us a little bit of trouble if you're traveling southbound towards Olive Road around where it meets University Parkway. That's not looking too great at the moment. Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you're traveling eastbound towards the Oriole Beach area, we've got some issues there. Also, if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway coming from the Mary Esther area through Windhaven Beach and traveling towards Highway 87, you're going to have some issues there. And lastly, Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, we've got a typical evening traffic backing up that area.
The weather tonight will be mainly clear with overnight lows down in the 40s. We've got another nice day here on Wednesday. Sunny skies and highs mainly in the low 60s. Temperatures bounce up and down a little bit. Overall, the weather is quiet here as we head into the weekend, but it does change over the weekend. So we've got a chance for rain that's on the high side. That's Saturday night and Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Right now we are sitting at 61 degrees. Just wanted to get this update in quickly. Just seeing an update here. Earlier this afternoon, Beulah Middle School was in lockdown. We received word that an automated message had gone out to parents. The reason, according to the sheriff's office at the time, is that they were on the lookout for an escaped inmate. That inmate, 44-year-old Justin Thompson, escaped a work release program this afternoon, and he is, as of this moment, still on the loose. We have shared his image to our News Radio Facebook page, so you could take a look and contact the Escambia Sheriff's Office if you have any information. Again, that's 44-year-old Justin Thompson. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today in Broward County, an investigator with the Medical Examiner's Office is facing charges for stealing the credit card information of at least one dead resident and using it to transfer money to his own accounts. According to police records from 2020 until November of this past year, 38-year-old Daryl Reed's Cash App account listed 27 payment sources, including the credit card of a man who died in New York City while he worked for the New York City Medical Examiner's Office.
And protesters calling for a ceasefire in Gaza will be lining up in South Florida tonight as President Biden attends campaign fundraisers.
So we are protesting not just the idea of fundraising while our tax dollars are killing children, but also the idea that someone can run for president while actively being complicit in genocide.
Jewish Voice for Peace says that they're calling for an immediate ceasefire and they want the U.S. to stop sending aid to the Israeli military. This marks President Biden's sixth trip to South Florida.
The Jewish Voice for Peace, that sounds misleading based on the audio we just heard there. Governor Ron DeSantis is promising to continue handing out the $1,000 bonuses to police officers and first responders. He's also promising to continue the $5,000 signing bonus to those who come to Florida from other states or sign up for a career in law enforcement.
A lot of times when that's talked about publicly, it's talked about someone comes from New York or Illinois and they come here, and that's great and that's part of it, but more of those bonuses have actually gone to young people who probably had options about what they wanted to do.
And today, he handed out the 4,000th signing bonus to Bay County Deputy Matthew Beltrup, who came to Florida from Virginia.
And Universal Orlando Resort is unveiling the first details about Florida's next theme park. Universal Epic Universe is set to open next year and will feature five new lands: Super Nintendo World, The Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Ministry of Magic, How to Train Your Dragon, Isle of Berk, and Celestial Park and Dark Universe. Epic Universe will also be the home of the Universal Helios Grand Hotel that will have 500 rooms and unique views of the park.
Okay. not my cup of tea, but
I've only been to Universal once in my life.
I've been once. I think I was like 12 years old. The Tower of Terror ride was pretty cool.
I went when I was like 12.
Yeah, it was kind of nice because actually, it wasn't scary or anything. It was kind of, hyped up to be, of course, but Yeah. The weather on this particular night when we were going on the ride was very stormy, so that kind of added to the ambiance of the Tower of Terror. But
nice.
Yeah, we just went once, and that's probably it. You know, maybe when the little one's a bit older, maybe we'll make a trek over to Disney. My sister, they live up in the D.C. area, but she will bring the kids down to Disney quite often.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sure that is in our future at some point here. Also today, a bill restricting certain flag displays throughout Florida is facing a setback in Tallahassee. The bill stalled in a state Senate committee yesterday. It would have prevented public schools, universities, and other governmental facilities from flying flags with a political ideology viewpoint, including LGBTQ+ pride flags. It's not the end of the world for the proposal, though. Another Senate panel is expected to take up the bill in the coming days. I was just informed by a texter the Tower of Terror is at Disney. My apologies. So, yes, I went to Disney once, and then Universal. Also, the Jaws ride is Universal. So I remember that. We went on the Jaws ride where they had the fake mechanical sharks, and the guy in the boat with us saying, oh, I don't know, there may be something out there. It's like, well, there better maybe. Be. I paid like $80 a ticket to get in here. 420, we'll take a break there. Coming up, our look at our national headlines when Pensacola Right Now returns.
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa is here to help take the pressure off of you finding the perfect Valentine's Day gift this year. Share your love this Valentine's with a gift of renewal and relaxation at Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Stillwater's offers a variety of spa treatments, including facials, massages, spa pedicures, and more. Valentine's Day gift certificates can be purchased online at stillwatersmedspa.com or in person at the spa located in downtown Pensacola. Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa, Pensacola's world-class luxury spa.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Children, senior citizens, and families right here in Northwest Florida are hungry. And for more than 40 years, Manna Food Bank has provided food assistance to neighbors in need. Manna distributes healthy groceries through its emergency food assistance pantry, plus 17 food security programs with 22 community partners. For more information, please visit mannahelps.org or call 850-432-2053. Manna, moving our neighbors in need from hunger to hope.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Get $5 off at AlignProbiotics.com.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just before 425 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, looking at traffic here, we'll start with Pine Forest Road. If you are traveling southbound on Pine Forest, coming from the West 9 Mile Road area, trying to get onto I-10 West, you're still going to have some issues there. We typically see that at this time of day. Also, a lot of backups at the intersection of, Mobile Highway and West Michigan Avenue. That's where West Michigan Avenue turns into Softly Field Road. We've got some backups going both ways on that intersection. And a bit further north, if you're traveling northbound on Mobile Highway towards North Blue Angel Parkway, we've got some backups developing there as well. North Davis Highway, if you're traveling southbound towards Olive Road, we've still got some backups over there. Beyond that, Caroline Street, traveling westbound over Blackwater River, trying to get into downtown Milton, is still going to give you some issues. And same can be said about Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, and Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound, coming from Windhaven Beach.
The weather tonight will be mainly clear with overnight lows down in the 40s. We've got another nice day here on Wednesday. Sunny skies and highs mainly in the low 60s. Temperatures bounce up and down a little bit. Overall, the weather is quiet here as we head into the weekend, but it does change over the weekend. So we've got a chance for rain that's on the high side. That's Saturday night and Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, right now, 62 degrees, 47. The overnight low tonight. If you're just joining us, a recap of today's top three stories. Number one, President Biden says he's made a decision on how to respond to the drone attack in Jordan that killed three U.S. troops. That's what he told reporters today. He adds that he's holding Iran responsible for supporting the militant group who carried out that attack. Off the coast of Cancun today, at least four people dead after a boat carrying tourists sank. The boat was carrying 16 guests or over that, three crew members as well, and it sank after getting caught up in a strong sea swell, according to ABC News. Seven people are said to still be missing. Eight have been rescued thus far. And France could be the first country in the world to have abortion rights in its constitution. Today, the French National Assembly passed a bill that would move the nation a step closer to doing just that. National news today, the trial for Brian Koberger is unlikely to happen for at least another year. Last week, the judge held off from setting an updated schedule in the proceedings, including a trial date. She also says prosecutors needed to conduct the legal process properly to avoid potential errors that could lead to future appeals. Prosecutors have said they plan to seek the death penalty for Koberger if a jury finds him guilty at trial. Austin, I'm not sure. I mean, you're obviously a lot younger than I am. I would have been, I think, 7 or 8 years old during the O.J. Simpson trial. Mm. I have watched the 30 for 30 O.J. Made in America, which is highly recommended if anybody who hasn't seen it. Just a fascinating documentary. I've also seen the drama, FX drama, that Cuba Gooding starred in. That was very well done as well.
Okay.
So I'm a little well-versed in the O.J. trial. I just have this feeling about the Koberger trial that it's I'm just getting vibes from it, man.
Like, what do you mean?
It's different in a sense because it's going to be a high profile trial either way, but it's almost like it's a game to Koberger because he went to law school. He's got this legal background, and it's almost like this is a game to him that he's trying to just orchestrate or manipulate or do all these things, because you keep hearing about this trial and you keep seeing all this stuff that comes out about trying to get this dismissed and trying to do that. Now, I realize that there's obviously a defense, and maybe it's open and shut. I don't know. But I just get weird vibes about this trial. Like, it's going to come down and it's going to be this huge monumental thing. Maybe not, you know, not quite to the level of O.J. was, because that was just a completely different time in America.
Right.
And that really ushered in the era of cable news as being like a 24/7 like we have today. But I just have weird vibes about this trial. And that's all I can really say about it. But
Well, we'll see what happens. Yeah. The Federal Open Market Committee kicks off its first meeting of the year Tuesday. It's a two-day event that culminates with an announcement on the future of interest rates Wednesday. Most analysts are predicting no rate change at the moment, but a March rate cut is very much still in the conversation.
Yeah. Former President Trump will stay on Illinois' presidential primary ballot. The State Board of Elections voted to dismiss another challenge to his eligibility over the alleged actions during the Capitol riot. The bipartisan board voted unanimously against the lawsuit that was brought by a group of voters represented by the watchdog group Free Speech for the People.
And Missouri Democratic Congresswoman Cori Bush is blasting the Department of Justice over its investigation over her campaign spending on security services.
I am under no illusion that these right-wing organizations will stop politicizing and pursuing efforts to attack me and the work that the people of St. Louis sent me to Congress to do.
The Outspoken Squad member, who has been in the forefront of the Defund the Police movement today, confirmed the investigation but denied any wrongdoing and added right-wing organizations are behind the probe. Bush came under scrutiny last year when she married her security guard and kept him on her campaign payroll.
Yeah, also there is a travel warning issued today. American travelers are being warned about visiting Jamaica. The State Department issued an advisory last week saying violent crimes like homicides, armed robberies, and sexual assaults are common. 4:30 right now, we will take a break there. Coming up, a look at what's happening in the sports world today. Austin's excited about the Steelers' new offensive coordinator. He'll tell us all about it coming back.
Right.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. The Pentagon is not saying how or when the U.S. will respond following three U.S. soldiers killed by an enemy drone attack in Jordan.
We will respond in a time and place of our choosing. I'm, again, not going to go into details of what that could look like, other than the fact that there will be consequences.
Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder giving a briefing today. Senator Joe Manchin's wife is in the hospital after a car crash in Alabama. She's reportedly in stable condition.
Gail Manchin is the co-chairwoman of the Appalachian Regional Commission. According to a statement from the senator's office, she and her colleague Guy Land were heading from the airport to a hotel in Birmingham for a commission event when they were in a car accident. The lawmaker says both were admitted to UAB Hospital and are receiving excellent care.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Word after today's market close that a Delaware judge has agreed to void Tesla CEO Elon Musk's $56 billion compensation package. The decision is related to a lawsuit filed by a shareholder of the electric vehicle maker, Richard Tornetta. In response to that news, shares of Tesla are down about 2.25% in extended trading. Despite continued growth in artificial intelligence efforts, Google parent Alphabet disappointed Wall Street as holiday season advertising sales came up shy of expectations. Google also faces tough competition from ChatGPT creator OpenAI and financial backer Microsoft. Shares of Alphabet are sliding 6.5% in after-hours trading. In the day's regular session, stocks finished mixed. The Dow Industrials added 134 points to set another fresh closing high, but the S&P 500 dipped 3 points and the NASDAQ shed 118. Investors scrutinized a slew of earnings news with more to come over the next couple of days. That's Your Money Now.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Like it or not, the biggest story of the NFL season has been Taylor Swift's relationship with Travis Kelce. Currently, the odds that Travis will propose to Taylor in Las Vegas at Super Bowl 58 are at plus 920. I think Taylor and Travis have their sights set on a Super Bowl ring in 2 weeks rather than an engagement ring. However, I am buying into the couple and think Travis will one day pop the big question to Taylor, but I just don't think it will be at the big game. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hello, I'm Greg Figueroa.
And I'm David Figueroa. Over 30 years ago, my brother Greg and I set out on a mission to offer the world a better hot sauce.
That's right, David. We made Melinda's thicker, hotter, and better than ordinary hot sauces.
And now we have 32 exciting and delicious sauces that hot sauce fans are obsessed with, like our ghost pepper sauce, our Thai sweet chili, and our best-selling black truffle hot sauce.
Melinda's also has 5 spicy ketchups made with real sugar and no added junk like high fructose corn syrup. People ask David and I, what makes Melinda so good? That's easy. We think like chefs do. Instead of burning someone with hot peppers and vinegar, we use fresh plant-based ingredients and the finest chili peppers perfectly blended to set your mouth on flavor.
Go to Melinda's.com to find our line of craft condiments at Walmart and other fine retailers. And right now, get 20% off our award-winning sauces with code SPORTS at Melinda's.com. That's M-E-L-I-N-D-A-S.com. Melinda's.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
When you need to know.
As the mayor, the city council meetings, boards, etc., is it ever a topic to survey on how you can give money back to citizens by lowering costs or taxes?
Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves took your questions on a News Radio 92.3 Town Hall meeting.
Obviously, that you would hear at a council meeting if that has been a conversation, but I guess the bigger question is, how do we figure out how we treat the taxpayer money?
When you need to know. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Looking at traffic here, we've got a lot of issues. If you're traveling westbound on West Michigan Avenue towards Mobile Highway, we've got some backups building up in that area. Pine Forest Road, I was expecting to see some issues, but it's looking pretty smooth sailing at the moment, so my apologies on that. North Palafox Street, traveling northbound towards the intersection with Burgess Road, developing some minor issues, nothing too severe. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound in the Oriole Beach area. We've still got some backups developing over there. Caroline Street, if you're coming over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, we've got backups there as well, though it appears to be breaking up a tad. And lastly, if you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, coming from Mary Esther, traveling towards Windhaven Beach, and then a little bit further, traveling even more westbound beyond Windhaven, we've still got some backups in that area.
The weather tonight will be mainly clear with overnight lows down in the 40s. We've got another nice day here on Wednesday. Sunny skies and highs mainly in the low 60s. Temperatures bounce up and down a little bit. Overall, the weather is quiet here as we head into the weekend, but it does change over the weekend. So we've got a chance for rain that's on the high side. That's Saturday night and Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Right now, 438. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Text line 850-437-1620. Austin, just like we did yesterday, a pair of tickets to give away.
Yes, it's a pair of tickets to Pensacola Little Theater. You can watch The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. That'll be from February 2nd to February 11th. It is based on a novel by Mark Haddon and adapted by Simon Stevens. So we gave a pair of tickets away yesterday. We had a few people text for the opportunity, but they were a little bit too slow to the punch. So maybe this time, if they're listening, they'll have another chance.
Maybe so. Let's do Pensacola Little Theater. First person to text that in to 850-437-1620 will get that pair of tickets. What's happening in the sports world today?
Well, all right, so a lot going on in both NFL and NBA. We'll start with NFL. Ticket listings on secondary markets for Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas are currently the most expensive they've ever been for any Super Bowl ever. On Monday, the average ticket price on TickPick was $9,815. The cheapest ticket was going for $8,188.
Does that surprise you at all?
No, not at all. I think it was a couple years ago at the Super Bowl between the Rams and Bengals. People even said, this looks like a party for rich people only, you know, because there were so many celebs there. And it just looked like a football game happened to be going on in the middle. So this doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the Super Bowl is. I mean, I heard a Chiefs player, I think, saying yesterday that it's not a loud atmosphere at all. You know, it's very corporate, very laid back. If being the first Super Bowl in Vegas, I think, is the big drive. I mean, the Chiefs and the 49ers, but we saw that game, you know, three years ago. It's going to be a big hefty ticket. I'll be interested. Next year we have the Super Bowl in New Orleans, and I'll be interested to see if ticket prices for that game are a little bit less than the first Super Bowl in Vegas. Also, NBA All-Star Weekend, it's coming up next month, and they're making a change to the three-point contest, or at least they're adding to it. I'm not sure, but the NBA's all-time three-point leader, Stephen Curry, will take on the WNBA single-season record holder, Sabrina Ionescu.
Right.
The league said in the announcement that Curry would take his shots from the NBA three-point line while Ionescu shoots from the WNBA line. She says, I'm doing it from the NBA line. So,
well, good for her.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, I heard something about this the other day, and I think it's interesting, you know, for fan service and stuff, because that's something that, you know, it doesn't really dictate based on sex. It's like you're shooting the ball, you know? I don't know. I just feel like social media is really going to be jerks about this. I don't think anything good can come from it when it comes to social media. Because, if Ionescu beats him or he beats her, it's going to be a matter of like people saying, I told you, or, oh, it doesn't count because insert reason here.
I don't know. I don't think anybody's going to look back on this and say, man, you remember that time Stephen Curry lost to Sabrina Ionescu in a three-point contest?
He lost to a girl.
He is, whatever happens from this point forward in his life, the greatest three-point shooter the game of basketball has ever seen.
Oh, for sure.
Speaking of basketball, college basketball tonight, we have number 3, North Carolina, taking on Georgia Tech, Oklahoma State, and number 8, Kansas at 8 o'clock. Both of those games on ESPN. FS1 has number 9 Marquette at Villanova, and then Texas Tech TCU. Both of those games are tipping off at 6 o'clock there as well. Health, business, and science notes today. UPS is laying off 12,000 employees. The news comes after the company reported earnings on Tuesday that fell short of revenue estimates. It also reported drops in international and domestic shipping volume, Company leaders say the layoffs will save the company around $1 billion in costs.
And Amazon Prime Video is starting to air commercials on the streaming service. Users who didn't agree to pay an extra $2.99 a month for the ad-free option started to see limited advertisements Monday. The company said in September that the extra charge will allow them to continue, quote, investing in compelling content.
Sales of sleep apnea devices are being halted by Philips in the U.S. over potential cancer risks. The medical device maker saying the move is part of a deal with federal regulators. The company recalled millions of the machines in 2021 over concerns that foam in the product could cause health issues.
My goodness. And Elon Musk says that the first human to receive a Neuralink cybernetic brain implant is recovering. The company founded by Musk aims to eventually use the implants to control electronic devices and allow people with paralysis to regain motor function. Well, that's pretty cool. I'm not a scientist or an engineer or a doctor, nowhere near either or any of those, but that would be pretty cool if they were able to make that happen.
Yeah. Also, 3D printing technology has become so advanced that researchers are now using it to print human skin. The jello-like substance can flex, stretch, and sense like the real thing.
It can like sense like what is the temperature, what is the motion. So it is in kind of an electronic skin.
Researchers at Texas A&M say the e-skin has a ton of potential beyond helping those injured in burns. It could also be used in robotics, healthcare, and lead to wearable technology that monitors vital signs.
And General Motors is making a U-turn on plans for all electric vehicles. After announcing a profit of $12.3 billion in North America for 2023, the company CEO said it will return to a focus on hybrid vehicles before a switch to total electric cars. GM CFO said today that, quote, the pace of EV growth has slowed, which has created some uncertainty.
All right, 4:45. We'll get an update on our weather, and then Austin will have an update on the roads.
Clear tonight with overnight lows in the 40s on Wednesday. Another beautiful day. Lots of sunshine in the skies and highs in the low 60s. The weather continues to be calm through the rest of this week, but over the weekend, we do have a high chance for rain. That's going to be Saturday night and Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. And Austin, what's the situation out there?
All right. So we got a few issues. The intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road is getting increasingly backed up. Also, if you are traveling, if you are traveling northbound on I-110 and basically getting onto I-10 east or west, rather, my goodness, getting onto I-10 westbound, we've got some backups developing in that area. No confirmation of an accident report yet, but we will keep an eye on that. Also, North Blue Angel Parkway, if you are traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road, we've got some pretty extensive backups developing there as well. So a lot's happened in the last 10 minutes. Also, Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you're traveling eastbound in the Oriole Beach area towards Tiger Point, we've still got some backups going on there. Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, coming from Mary Esther and going through Windhaven Beach, we've got some backups in both of those areas as well. And lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, we've still got pretty extensive backups there.
All right. Thank you very much. 4:46, listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Some pop culture notes today. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. The man who stole Dorothy's ruby slippers from a northern Minnesota museum, not going to spend any time behind bars. 76-year-old Terry Martin pleaded guilty in October, admitting he used a sledgehammer to steal the shoes back in 2005. It was actually an organized crime group that paid him to steal them because they thought that they were actual rubies in the slippers, which they are not. But they were insured for $1 million, so that's why they thought they might be real. Martin suffers from chronic COPD and is currently in hospice care. He was sentenced to time served and ordered to pay restitution to the museum as well.
Yeah, I think that's good enough. The first trailer for Guy Ritchie's The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare is out. The film was inspired by the true events surrounding UK Prime Minister Winston Churchill's and James Bond author Ian Fleming's secret World War II combat organization. It follows a group of fighters as they try to take down the Nazis and change the course of the war. It hits theaters on April 19th.
Now, I say this probably 3 or 4 times a month, and it never materializes that way, but this may be the one movie that gets me back in the theaters. By that description, yeah, I'm excited to see that.
No, it does sound pretty cool.
Comic-Con is preparing to brave a new frontier, the ocean. John Fink explains.
The pop culture convention takes to the high seas next year with Comic-Con The Cruise. Celebrities already planning to attend include Star Trek legend George Takei, Ghostbuster Ernie Hudson, two-time Academy Award nominee Mary McDonnell, and Star Wars, Harry Potter, and Willow star Warwick Davis. The ship Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas will depart Tampa, Florida in February of 2025 and sail to Cozumel, Mexico with berths available now. I'm John Fink.
All right, thank you. Cheetah Rivera, dead at the age of 91. The Broadway actress starred in West Side Story, Chicago, and Kiss of the Spider Woman.
My goodness. And an extremely valuable 18th century English painting is now home after its 1969 theft. The painting called The School Mistress by John Opie has a sister piece at London's Tate Gallery and was stolen from Dr. John Wood's Newark home over half a century ago. The FBI believes that the painting moved between organized crime groups for decades before surfacing in 2020. Purchased by Wood during the Depression, it's now been returned to Wood's 96-year-old son.
Yeah, that's crazy. 4:48, we'll take a break there. We got some wacky stories and good news to finish up hour number one of Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks, rent a kayak or a paddleboat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at @PColaParks. It's time to get out and play.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $10 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. W-2s and 1099s are being sent out, and scammers are posing as both employees and employers to collect Social Security and bank account information. Be wary of requests asking to change address or bank information through email alone. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213. Or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just before 4:55 here, we will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see, looking at traffic here, we did have some backups. If you were traveling northbound on I-110, trying to get onto I-10 westbound, there is still minor congestion in that area. Same can be said a bit further west on I-10 if you're traveling towards Pine Forest Road. Nothing too severe, but it is a pretty long stretch of backups there, so we will keep an eye on it. Also, the intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road is still looking backed up at this moment. And also, if you're traveling westbound on West Michigan Avenue towards Mobile Highway, we've still got some backups developed over there. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound from Oriole Beach to Tiger Point, still looking kind of backed up at this time. Nothing too severe, though. And Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound coming from Mary Esther and going through Windhaven Beach, we've still got some pretty extensive backups there. Lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton, that's still looking pretty backed up as well.
Clear tonight with overnight lows in the 40s on Wednesday. Another beautiful day. Lots of sunshine in the skies and highs in the low 60s. The weather continues to be calm through the rest of this week, but over the weekend, we do have a high chance for rain. That's going to be Saturday night and Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Now, sitting at 62 degrees right now, 47 the overnight low tonight. 4:55 on Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. If you're just joining us here before we get to the Channel 3 update at 5 o'clock. Today's top three stories, President Biden has said he's made a decision on how to respond to the drone attack in Jordan that killed three U.S. troops, and he says that he's holding Iran responsible. At least four people dead after a boat carrying tourists sank off the coast of Cancun today. There were more than 16 on board, three crew members as well. And according to ABC News, rather, another seven people are missing at this hour. And France is pushing a bill that would make them the first country in the world, the first to have abortion rights in its constitution. Taking a look at some wacky stories in the news today. A 35-year-old Florida woman arrested after she walked into a convenience store naked and started threatening people with a potato peeler. Who among us hasn't been there? Happened Sunday in St. Petersburg. 35-year-old Celia Barrett apparently had an issue with getting kicked out of the same store the day before. She told cops she had about six shots of liquor.
I believe her. A New York City man is going viral for comparing memorable sports photographs to works of art. According to the New York Times, L.J. Rader, who lives on the Upper East Side, he has a 365,000 followers on X and Instagram. The NFL approached him about Jason Kelce's shirtless beer-drinking antics in the freezing cold during the Kansas City Chiefs-Buffalo Bills game earlier this month. Rader's choice was the 17th century The Feast of Bacchus, a piece by the Dutch painter Philips Cornick that depicts the Greek god of wine, shirtless and in a wine-induced
haze. Have you seen the side-by-side?
No, I have not.
All right.
I remember the photo of Jason Kelce, so I'll just look
up. Check it out here while I do this next one, and then you can give me your opinion on whether he nailed that or not.
All right.
A Domino's pizza delivery driver in Colorado was caught on camera stealing a package after dropping off a pizza.
Perhaps they're desperate and whatever, but at the same time, there's right and there's wrong, and this is not right. It could really do some harm to people, and it can harm our overall community if this is something that isn't stopped or people aren't aware.
So there you go. Almost makes me want to get a Ring camera for no other reason, just to see if anything weird pops up in front of my doorway. Austin, you seen the picture? Your thoughts?
Is this the one right
here?
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, I see it. I think Jason Kelsey's a bit more toned than that guy, but I get the picture for sure. Let's see here.
Good news.
One DC recruit aiming to graduate from the Metropolitan Police Academy in April is poised to become the MPD's oldest rookie. Michael Smith, who played pro basketball overseas in the 90s, will be 4 months shy of his 61st birthday when he graduates. He says his father was a sergeant for the NYPD, and it's always been his dream to follow in his dad's footsteps. The current record for the oldest rookie to join DC police is 55, which was set in 2021 by Officer Alan Miller.
A 34-year-old warehouse worker in England named Danny Turney recently impressed his friends with a spot-on Elvis impression. So yeah, I can hear it there. During the pandemic, his wife secretly recorded him singing in the kitchen and uploaded it to Facebook. And he started getting calls after that from a number he didn't know and eventually called back. Turns out one of his buddies sent footage to a talent agent. And so Danny's now working as a full-time Elvis impersonator. He was able to quit his job because of it, and he's making $500 a night. He goes by the name Danny Graceland.
Wow.
That's cool.
No, that is cool. And a groundbreaking new gene therapy is allowing children born deaf to hear for the first time. 5 of 6 kids in a clinical trial were able to have conversations with people after 6 months, all born with a specific genetic condition, so it's not a cure-all, but it could be approved treatment for some people in 3 to 5 years.
All right, very good. 4:59, that'll do it for us here. Hour number one, Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. We're back in about 10 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today on Pensacola Right Now.